Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The Paris Olympics have finished, and the Paralympics are underway with all the intensity of elation and devastation, tears of joy and tears of anguish, unexpected and expected success, high drama and personal stories, all for three colours of medals. The Olympics, the Summer Games since 1896, the Winter Games since 1924, the Paralympics since 1960, are part of our modern world. The creation of the IOC Refugee Olympic Team in 2015 testifies to the sad reality in our modern world. That Russia and Belarus were banned from this Olympics reveals the current world situation, as the list of banned countries reveals past world events that the global community viewed as globally unacceptable. And the creation of the AIN Olympics team, Individual Neutral Athletes, seeks to make a distinction between athlete and country when the country is banned. There's a lot going on behind what is often thought of as a big sporting carnival we can simply enjoy. It is often said that another behind-the-scenes story is how Christianity is weaved into the Olympic story, and, in the popular version, that the Church banned the ancient Olympics, courtesy of the Christian Roman Emperor Theodosius I around 390 AD, and that Christians brought about the modern Olympics, courtesy of what some might call muscular Christianity, and a return to the best of classical Greece, as espoused by Baron Pierre de Coubertin, the father of the modern Olympics, and English educator William Penny Brooks. Now, I'm sure there is truth in such popular accounts, though the actual history, I suspect, and via the little research I've done, suggests to me much more complexity. I quite like the idea that the ancient Olympics ended because they were too expensive. What has intrigued me, however, was the discovery of the Olympic Charter and gaining a sense that the Olympics represent the pinnacle of a way of life. I'd not thought of it in that way before. I suppose I naively thought in terms of everyone being good sports. The first of seven fundamental principles of Olympism says, Olympism is a philosophy of life exalting and combining in a balanced whole the qualities of body, will and mind. Blending sport with culture and education, Olympism seeks to create a way of life based on the joy of effort, the educational value of good example, social responsibility and respect for internationally recognized human rights and universal fundamental ethical principles within the remit of the Olympic movement. And that was the first of the seven principles. Now, with this ringing in my ears, as well as the brouhaha surrounding an aspect of the opening ceremony of the Summer Olympics, I believed the Olympic organisers when they said that there was no intention to show disrespect to any religious group in the opening ceremony. That made sense to me. I'm not saying that the world's media always portrays Christians and Christianity well, but comics and ridicule work from the perspective of punching up, not down on the vulnerable. And that tells me that the message of Jesus and his people is recognized as having power of some sort. And the few times I've heard people, when challenged for their betrayal or acerbic wit or mockery of Christianity, give a reply, they often make the point that Christianity is a religion that teaches forgiveness. If those who might mock know that, then the story of who Jesus is and why he is here is still reaching people at some level. My Olympic musing draws near to the finishing line. The world offers gold, silver, or bronze to the winners. There will never be a Christian Olympics, though there are Christians in the Olympics, because when following the Way, in Acts chapter 9, which was the first name of Christians, everyone in Christ has already won the wreath of victory. Read 1 Corinthians 9 verse 25 or 2 Timothy 4 verses 7 and 8. We now run the race of life, certain of Christ's presence with us and victory for us. We already have gold with Jesus. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, your Son humbled himself in obedience to your will and gave up his life for us so that we might receive the victor's crown of eternal life. Transform and renew us and help us not to be conformed to this world, but to dedicate ourselves to you and run our race in ways that please you. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.